Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night editions of our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesdays and Friday nights on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Leah Bergman and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Nextech and by Willow Springs Services in Beloit.
Welcome to our Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Leah Bergman joining us now, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays. Coach, we got to go back last week to the Northern Plains League Tournament where you played a couple games since we talked last. A tough one in the semis. You fall 45-41. Just seemed like you couldn't get any offense going early in it, and you fought back but just ran out of time there at the end. You fall by 4 to Osborne in the semifinals, but then came back with a 48-22 win over Pike Valley in the third-place game where Caitlin Strong had a career-high 18 points for you. So take me through those last two games of the tournament and where you girls finished in third place there.
Yeah, Osborne really came out, and they played really well. Hats off to them. I think we came out a little flat. We couldn't get a shot to fall to save our life, but I think if we would have had two more minutes in that game, I think we would have been able to pull it out, but that's just not how it worked. And I was happy with how our girls fought all the way to the end, and we're going to have nights like that where the basket just doesn't fall in the hoop, and there's nothing we can do about that. So I was glad that we came out against Pike Valley and played the way we did. Caitlin with 18 points was huge. I've been waiting for her to have a game like that all year because she's capable of having games like that. So that was huge. I hope to see her continue to shoot the ball like that and play like that, because if we can get some more people to score like that, I think that will take some pressure off of Lauren and really force defenses to actually play, play all of us. Because I've been stressing all year to all of our girls that we have to be shooters so that teams are forced to guard us. So I was real happy with how we came out and played against Pike Valley.
Tuesday night you beat Bennington 43-37. Lauren had 33 in that game. Lauren Dubert for you there. What were some of the things that you liked about the Bennington game, and what did they bring to the table?
Yeah, again, we kind of started out slow that first quarter. We only scored 4. It's kind of been our theme of the year. We're going to have to figure out what we can do to get that going. But I think our defense really kind of sparked our offense again. That's kind of been where we can make up some ground there. I was happy with how we pressed. I was really happy with our defense. I thought we played really good defense. Again, Lauren scoring 33 points helps. But I was happy with how we played defensively.
Next up, we have Tascket coming to Tipton on Friday. The Lady Trojans, they've definitely an improved team this year. I don't know if you've had a chance to see some film on them or what you saw maybe at the league tournament last week, but what do you think about Tascket on Friday?
Yeah, I don't know too much about them. I kind of try to tell our girls that I don't get too worried about other teams and watching film and breaking down their plays, because really it depends on and comes down to how we come out and play. So we could scout a team and know all of their plays, but if we don't play good solid defense, it's not going to matter. And I think the more we talk about teams, kind of the more anxiety and anxious our girls get about playing them, and then they're thinking too much about stuff instead of just playing basketball. So I try not to get too caught up in that. I like to kind of have an idea of what teams do, basic stuff, but for the most part I tell our girls, if we come out and play how we've been how we work in practice and how we want to, it's not going to matter what other teams do. So it's going to depend on what we do.
Leah Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck against Tascket Friday night.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dusty.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skinned knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Don't just sit in the dark. Put up a new light or add another one. Let us brighten up your life. Can't find an outlet? Extension cord too short? Add an outlet or two or more. Make them handy. Don't just make do. Motor won't run or pump as quick? In the home, on the farm, inside or out, Willow Springs Services can take care of all your electrical needs. Call Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474 We'll take the spark out of your electrical woes.
Welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Kitty Country 94. Lance Bergman with us, coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, you finished out the Northern Plains League tournament last week. Another tight one with Osborne on Thursday. You end up falling 59-58 in that one. Gave them everything they wanted for the second time, but just fall 1 point short. And then a nice bounce back, though, with a 47-33 win over Lakeside on Friday for third place. Over these last two games of the tournament, what were some of the things that you saw from your squad?
Well, you know, we talked about it off air when I walked up right after the Osborne game. You know, we did some of the things that we wanted to do. We took care of the ball better. Honestly, the first quarter, we did a great job. We attacked inside and took advantage of Dalton, and he finished. He had 8 points in the first quarter, 12 in the first half, and then he really didn't touch the ball the entire second half. And that was just a miscue on, you know, what we were trying to do. But defensively, I thought we executed for the most part. I mean, still hits a couple tough shots. Cam's right in his face. Grady hits a dagger three again, same thing he did to us last year in that tournament. It was one of those when he shot it, I was for sure it was off. It hit the front of the rim and somehow went sideways and made it. And that was kind of the three that cost us and got us down by quite a bit. And then we got aggressive on defense, pressed them a little and forced them into a couple turnovers, finally got aggressive back on offense and really pushed it, got it within two. And then, you know, Darian gets wide open on the inbounds play. We have to go foul him. He goes down, knocks down both free throws. Just ran out of time, to be honest with you. But Brandon comes down, hits a three, and, you know, controversial or not, he definitely hit the shot. You know, we had a chance, and, you know, we're right there. We're just, you know, two, three plays away here or there. And, you know, Brady got in foul trouble early, you know, kind of early. I mean, he got a foul that he didn't like that we talked about going in before the game even started, that if he left the floor, that Osborne is outstanding at jumping into you and drawing the contact and getting the call. And Brady didn't like it, and he was looking at me, and I said, what did we talk about? He says, that. I said, then you have to make those adjustments. And that's just little things, you know, understanding what we'd had those officials a couple times this year, so we knew going in that was going to be a foul. And Osborne did an excellent job of taking advantage of that. And once they got in Brady's head a little bit, as far as that goes, it took away his shot-blocking ability, and that's all Osborne wanted to do was take Brady away from being able to defend the basket. We had to use Dalton down there a little bit more than we wanted to. And Dalton kept coming up too high, guarding, and Darian took advantage of it, got around him, got to the basket for the layup. It was, I mean, you're talking a half a step or a step to make all the difference in the world on defense. Mm-hmm. And we were that close. But, you know, we gave him a good game and had to turn around and come out, play a tough Lakeside team the next day. Emotionally, we were shot. We were tired. Lakeside was coming off of what they felt like was probably a pretty poor performance in their semifinal game. So then it was just a matter of, you know, the willpower there. Neither team was, you know, at the top of their game probably. I know if you ask Coach Deske, he probably wouldn't say they played their greatest those last two games. But, you know, we didn't execute as well as we wanted. We had the advantage inside, and we got the ball to Dalton. And when we was getting the ball inside to Dalton and Brady, we were doing pretty good, so we just needed to figure that out. And I told the boys, you know, getting a win like that against a good and very improved Lakeside team is just going to continue to get better with their young talent. You know, that's a good thing. You know, we got a win and when we didn't feel like we played our best against a good quality opponent. So we were pretty happy with third place finish. Obviously, wanted to be in the championship game, but, you know, I see that Osborne and the rankings are ranked number one right now. So if we're an overtime loss away and a 1 point loss away from the number one team in our division in state, I think we're almost there and we're where we need to be as far as that goes.
Bennington on Tuesday, 81-60. I'm guessing you're not a huge fan of that score, but give me thoughts on Bennington on Tuesday.
I knew you'd probably bring that up, knowing me, knowing our style. You know, first half looked great. Played great defense, 17 points first half. Gave up 43 in the second half. We lost focus. You know, we got up 20, whatever, and then honestly kind of we were playing well offensively, and we were just settling for, okay, we'll score. We're up 20. We'll give you some points. And we did not execute down low in defense. It was a very disappointing defensive performance from us. The only thing that kept me going, you know, the kids were, you know, getting excited. We were playing well offensively. Obviously, the defense, you can only imagine how frustrated I was with that. But the boys ended up scoring 81 points. And normally I would go in the locker room and really let them have it. But the 81 they put up ended up being the most points that Kobe had ever scored, second most in NBA history. So the kids wore his jerseys that had them on Monday to get the 81. You know, Brandon wanted me to put him back in. He had 21. He wanted to go shoot a three to make it 24. I mean, so, you know, that's weighing on high school kids' minds. They're into it just as much as the public is. I know you guys have talked about it. And so that part of it kind of kept me from getting after him. We went in the locker room, and they're yelling, Kobe, 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 you know, and Mamba and all that kind of stuff. So that kind of kept me from getting too upset about it. And then the 60 we gave up, which I'm not happy about, obviously, is also the amount of points that he scored in his last game that he played. So, I mean, if you want to look at it that way, you just, as a coach, okay, we'll fix some things, but let's put a good positive spin on it, you know. So say the final prayer that we always do after games, you know, pray for their family and pray for all the families involved. So not very happy about the defensive performance, but, you know, you can always put a positive spin on things, and I thought that was a pretty neat way to put a positive spin on that. So the kids were excited about it, and, you know, sometimes as a coach you just got to find a way to use it to your advantage, and that's one of the few cases. Now, today in practices, we're going to talk about the defense.
Yeah, the test get coming up for you on Friday night. We're on a time crunch, so we'll let you go on that. But you played them already. We'll see how that one comes out. We'll talk to you again next week, all right?
All right, sounds good, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit and Nextech. No water at the kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give them a call. Willow Springs Services, 738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer. Bryant, whatever it takes.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back here on Katy Country 94 in our Locker Room Chats. Travis Eberle joining us now, the coach of the Lakeside girls basketball team. Coach, two wins actually since we talked last, so honestly, you're on a three-game winning streak now, so it probably feels good to be able to say that. You snuck out a two-point win against Wilson as you finished out the consolation part of the NPL tournament at Tescott last Friday, 31-29. I know you'd built up a pretty good lead, and then they came back in within two, but you got the win. What were your thoughts on that last game at Tescott?
Well, you know, I felt good going into that game, and we actually come out and kind of got off a slow start, but then we kind of went on a nice run and had a good combination of kids on the floor, and we kind of broke away from them, and then we kind of just let down our guard, and they come right back, you know, made some threes and open shots, and we were just being lazy on defense. But it was nice to come away with the win. The girls hung in there and fought to the end, and you know, come away with the win is always a good sign.
Tuesday against Lincoln, a team that you'd lost to 30-27 in the first round of the Northern Plains League tournament, or the play-in round, I guess you'd call it. And then you come back, though, without question, your biggest offensive output of the season with 53 points. And Grace Grady got going for you again, her first double-digit game since the first game of the season. What was clicking for you to have such a good performance there at Lincoln on Tuesday?
Well, I think to start off with, you know, I told the girls, you know, if we can just put all the things together, you know, the little things that we're doing wrong and doing right, and you know, we've always played good, solid defense, but I told them, I said, you know, we struggle with the press, and I said, we're going to come out, and, you know, we're gonna put a man press on, so you guys got to move, and I really think that's what sparked our energy, and, you know, the girls just kept continuing to play hard, and, you know, and the shots were starting to fall, too, you know, that always makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm. You have Osborne coming up now on Friday night. Second time you'll see them. You know, the freshman Trinity Looters is playing really good ball right now and has scored double figures in every game. And I know she's probably got a little bit of your attention, but they got a good overall team. What's your thoughts on this second matchup with Osborne, a team you lost to by 17 earlier this year?
Well, you know, the first time we played them, I was kind of being hard-headed and stayed in a press, and they got a lot of easy baskets off that. And you know, Osborne's a team that has a lot of athletic kids on it. You know, they crash boards hard. You know, they play good defense pretty quick. And, you know, when I say, and if they're shooting well, you know, there are several of them on it that can shoot. But, if, you know, if they're off a little bit, you know, they struggle on their shots. But, you know, for us, the key for us to be successful on Friday is, you know, we gotta crash boards. You know, we gotta box out and don't give them too many second chance points. We gotta stop the transition, you know, plays. You know, can't let them get transition points on us, because that's one thing we did in the first meeting that we gotta, you know, that we gotta correct. And you know, the Looters girl, you know, she's an all around just excellent ball player. She can shoot the ball quick. She knows how to get open. And you know, we just got to keep her in check, you know, and slow her down a little bit. And I think if we play good, solid defense and we continue to maybe shoot well after the Lincoln game, you know, I like our chance going into Friday.
Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights here in the locker room. Chance, Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck at Osborne on Friday.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Welcome back on Katie Country 94. Drew Dusky with us now, the coach of the Lakeside boys basketball team. Coach, actually 3 games since we talked last. A little bit of a struggle offensively to finish out that Northern Plains League tournament. That's just kind of the style of play that you saw against Sylvan Lucas in the semis on Thursday. You fall 40-29, and then in the third place game, a 47-33 loss to St. John's Tipton. Let's go back to those games first. Just how do you feel about the way that the kids played in those games, despite you know, struggling a bit offensively at times?
You know, I thought for the most part we played fairly good defense. I mean, I think we lacked a little bit of intensity in the Sylvan game. And, you know, offensively, it was a struggle for us. I mean, they did a good job of really controlling the pace of the game and really slowing it down. And that's not the kind of style of play we like to do this year. I mean, we kind of want to get up and down. And you know, we like to, you know, crank some outside shots and get quick shots when we can. And they did a good job defensively, you know, limiting us on doing that. And then, of course, you know, the shots weren't falling very well either. And the same thing kind of goes for the St. John's game. I thought defensively we played really well the first half. You know, we were down by 11 and then crawled back within 2 at halftime. And, you know, we just had to stretch offensively in the second half. And, you know, we just had, you know, multiple trips where they were just empty. Empty possessions, and you know, defensively we're still doing okay. We get stops and then we go turn it over. So you know, I'm not unhappy with how we played. Just the offense wasn't very efficient.
You went back to the same gym then on Tuesday and took on Lincoln. You went 65-38. Much better offensive performance for your squad. Really got hot from three. Right from the get-go, really. I had you 12-21 from three in the game, but obviously that was a big help for you. What were your thoughts on the way the kids bounced back there on Tuesday at Lincoln?
Yeah, it was a good win to kind of get some confidence back and get a little bit of momentum going. You know, we kind of figured out a game plan of what we wanted to do against Lincoln. I thought defensively we did a good job. You know, we knew we needed to shut down the O'Hare kid. He's just long and he's athletic and he's got a good shot. I think he ended up with 14 or something like that. But we finally shot the ball well. You know, everybody did. Tyler was shooting well, and Kylan busted out of his slump. I think he had 5 threes. Seemed like anything he was throwing up from the outside was a good one. You know, inside we couldn't do much because, you know, they're long and lanky, and they kind of limited our inside game. But, you know, we were able to run 5 guys out and kind of move around and get to some open spots. And then we get 2 guys coming off the bench. Cooper Brown knocks down, I think, 3. Threes, and Peyton Ellis knocks down 2. And when you get those guys coming off the bench knocking down shots, it just really helps your offense.
Osborne coming up for you next here on Friday night. I don't have to tell you how good they are. They're undefeated. They're now ranked number 1 in the KBCA rankings. But you've seen them once already this season, but it was the second game of the year. I'm sure both teams are different. What are your thoughts on the second time around here?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough, you know. I think that if we play well for 4 quarters, I think we can play with them. But you know, they play really good defense. They're up in your face. They guard so well. And then it seems like everybody they put on the floor, especially their starters, you know, anybody can drop 15 to 20 points on you in a night. So, you know, you key in on one guy and then another guy hurts you. So, you know, we're going to have to figure out some defensive schemes and try to limit their possessions. And they want to push the ball kind of like us, but we can't get into a track with Osmer. They're so fast. And that's what makes them so dangerous offensively and defensively. So we're going to work on some things and figure some things out, and hopefully we can go to Osborne and make it a good game.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the locker room chats. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck Friday night at Osborne.
Thanks, Dusky.
Fans can hear those games on Kitty Country 94. We'll have pregame coverage for the girls at 5:50, tip-off at 6, and the boys follow Friday night. Our Lakeside Locker Room Chants are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Life happens at the speed of spilled milk and skin knees. Once dinner is done, the extra activities are over, and family time is finally on the agenda, make sure you have the reliability of Nextech. Rest easy knowing that when your technology challenges you, the Nextech Help Desk provides the solution to fix the small things that matter. For service you can always count on, add Nextech Internet, phone, or TV now and enjoy half price for 6 months. Experience more and live better with Nextech.
Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Donlevy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out their best wishes to all of the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our locker room chats on this Thursday with Rock Hills head coaches Jamie Harvey and Nick Meisner. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday nights on Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 Lake and online at katycountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are sponsored by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Welcome back here on the locker room chats on Katy Country 94. Jamie Harvey joining us now, the head coach of the Rock Hills girls basketball team. Coach, actually 3 games since we talked last. You finished out the Northern Plains League tournament in 6th place. I believe that's the best finish for Rock Hills in the league tournament since the NPL began. So you went over Southern Cloud on Thursday, 43-40 to get into the 5th place game, and then fall 41-26 to Sylvan Lucas there on Friday. Just take me back over those last 2 games. What were some of the things that you saw in each one of them that you liked from your squad?
Yeah, like you said, that's the best finish we've had in several years. I think I look back at the dates, and it dates back to maybe even when we even started the NPL, that they had won at least 2 games in the tournament. So it's a nice step forward from so many years of not getting to that far. Southern Cloud, tough team. We we had a lead going there and kind of blew it a little bit, and it was kind of tough there towards the end, but came out with the win. They fought hard and did the right things to keep the lead and win that one. Sylvan, I had a couple kids sick that week or that day, so that kind of hurt us athletically. I think we were also wore down. You know, that's a long week of playing ball, and when you don't have a whole lot of a bench there and you're losing a couple kids there, it makes it hard to finish out there. But they fought hard. Give props again to some of my younger kids that have had to step up into some roles that maybe they shouldn't have to be in at this moment.
You go into Tescott then on Tuesday, and you fall 48-45, a close one there, but in the end you fall just short. It's a team that you already played 8 days before that. Maybe what were some of the things you saw different this time against Tescott?
Yeah, it's always, you know, when you play somebody multiple times, it always gets harder to have a lead and keep a lead, and they know what you're doing, and you're going to know what they're doing. I thought our defense played well. We kind of got in some foul trouble, and that kind of bit us in the end. One of our, you know, our better players was sitting on the bench most of the third quarter and a little bit of the fourth, and we kind of went into a dry spout there of scoring offensively. But, yeah, it's tough. It's not a fun way to win, kind of a thriller in overtime. And, but, yeah, overall, you know, after a long week and bouncing back, I mean, I thought we played well. Just sometimes that fouling is one of our not-so-great points that we've been trying to fix, and hopefully as we continue it, we'll get fixed.
Again, there you now move on with Wilson coming up. They're 5-7. They started pretty well. They were actually 4-4, but you know they've struggled here lately. Actually, lost 4 of their last 5. Wilson coming into town on Friday. What do you expect from them?
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know a whole lot of them. I'm waiting on a little bit of film. I do know. I mean, last I knew, maybe they only had about 5 kids, which I think they've had that for the last several years. It seems like, and they usually compete still very well with that few of kids. So, I mean, you can't take it for granted. If they only have 5 kids, you got to come in and be prepared and work hard and hopefully come away with the win on Friday.
Jimmy Harvey, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies, here in the locker room. Chance, Coach, thanks for joining us again, and best of luck against Wilson on Friday.
Thank you.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
There's great savings out the Tuesday at Cure Stripway in downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh boneless beef 10-ounce KC strip steaks for $5 each. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Stripway in downtown Mankato. Stop in and see the savings out the Tuesday at Cure Stripway in downtown Mankato. They have boneless, skinless, frozen chicken breasts for just $1.29 a pound. It's now the Tuesday at Cure Stripway in downtown Mankato.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. Nick Meisner with us now, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, you have 2 games. They were both at Tescott and both pretty similar scores. You won 58-31, finishing out the consolation of the MPL tournament last Friday. And then on Tuesday, you went right back down there and won 61-31 over the Trojans. Just these last 2 games, what are some of the things you've seen from your kids? Again, coming in that backside or the consolation part of the tournament after a tough first-round loss and picking up 2 wins there. And then beating Tescott the second time around as well.
Yeah, you know, not the finish we wanted for the MPL tournament. You know, we wanted to get a win and get a shot at Sylvan and possibly Lakeside and kind of make some noise there. But, you know, sometimes ball doesn't go in and you know, things don't go your way. But on the bright side, you know, we end up getting 2 wins in the tournament and going 2-1 and picking up a game on some of the teams that will be in our regionals. You know, I'm not saying that's especially right, but, you know, that's just how it kind of shook out. Mm-hmm. You know, we took care of business Friday night going down there to Tescott again. You know, it's a long ways down there for us, going 3-4 nights a week. And, you know, stay focused. And, you know, Tescott plays, you know, a tough man-to-man. You know, they're going to rough it up a little bit. And I thought our kids handled it pretty well. You know, Noah Williams had a pretty good game Friday night, got in some early foul trouble, and some other kids had to step in and step up, and we're getting more kids into the mix. And, you know, Caden Slate's been a nice
you know, mid-season pickup for us. He's kind of come in there and you know, hustled and made a few plays. And you know, we come out with a nice win down there on Friday, and then, you know, jump forward to last night, go down there again, same situation, same team. And you know, playing a team back-to-back, you know, lots of things can happen. There's a lot of adjustments that are made. You know, we did a lot of the same things, but we did a little bit, you know, different too. We pressured the ball this time, this go-around, and kind of had a slow start, but had a really good, I think we had a 21-3 second quarter that really opened the things up. And Jared Gillett, you know, offensively had a nice game, had 21 points, shot the ball really well. You know, and something I think we've learned from the Lincoln game on that loss, you know, I think our offense is getting better. We're not forcing shots. We're kind of letting the, you know, taking what the defense gives us and kind of giving ourselves some better opportunities. And then, you know, like I said, some other guys on the bench are stepping up. Tristan Brown, he came in and gave us a little fire, some good rebounds, and had a put back, and kind of gave us some life there in the second quarter. And it's just kind of nice to have those guys come off the bench with some energy and, you know, give us a little spark, you know. And then Mason Heiger, he had 8 assists last night. And it's things like that that the kids are realizing, you know, even if it's not showing up on the offensive end, you know, on the score column, you know, you can contribute and be just as effective. But, yeah, two nice wins. You know, we've won 3 in a row now, I think 6 out of our last 7, you know, since Christmas now. And we've got some tough ones ahead. We got Wilson Friday, who we played last week as well.
Give me some thoughts on Wilson here the second time around, what you expect to see. You beat him the first time, 59-35.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be, you know, that big of a win, if that. You know, it's, Wilson's got some talent. I think they kind of played a poor game, you know, and turned the ball over, which is probably not what they're used to. I expect a lot closer game. You know, they are well coached. They play man-to-man defense as well. And, you know, it's one thing. I think we're getting more comfortable with that, but it's a work in progress as well. So, I think we're going to have our third home game of the season finally, so it'll be nice to be at home. But, you know, we got to be focused and ready and take these next 2 days in practice to prepare for yet another quick turnaround against a team that I think that could be totally different from the first time we played them.
Nick Meisner, the head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for joining us again this week, and best of luck against Wilson on Friday night.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Kier Thriftway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell. You'll find great deals now at the Tuesday at Kier Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have fresh Haas avocados, 2 for $1. It's now the Tuesday at Kier Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Stop in and see the savings now at the Tuesday at Kier Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Extra large red or green seedless grapes, just $1.99 in the produce department. It's now the Tuesday at Kier Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas. We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Craig Batchman and Jeff Starkey. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Mustang Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Craig Batchman joining us now, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustang basketball team. Coach, you are 3-0 since we talked last. You finished in fifth place in the Northern Plains League tournament after a tough loss to Osborne in the quarterfinals. You came back with a win over Lincoln, 37-23, and a 41-26 win over Rock Hills. Then on Friday to claim fifth place. Going back over these last two games of the tournament, what were your thoughts of the way the girls finished out there in Lincoln last week?
I thought we did some really good things. You know, we kind of had to get back into the swing of things. With all the snow and some cancellations throughout, but I thought the girls did a good job of battling back and getting kind of back into the routine of getting after it and getting up and down the floor. I thought we did some really good things on the defensive end, so I was really pleased with our effort.
And you came back again Tuesday, a close one, but you won it by 2-45-43 at Southern Cloud there in Glasgow, that small gym you play in there, and always a tough place really to go play, I would think. But what were your thoughts of the way the girls pulled out the win there on Tuesday against Southern Cloud?
Yeah, we didn't show up and right at the beginning of the first half, and you know, we kind of struggled there in the first half and kind of changed some things up, did some different things that we haven't done too much, and kind of got us back into the game by halftime. And you know, the second half I thought we came out and we did a better job of executing. I know they had one of their girls, number 21, she was hot from the three-point line, and we didn't do a good job of guarding her, but you know, they did a good job, and it is a difficult place to go in and play. So I was pleased with the overall effort of our girls throughout the whole game, because it did get tight there towards the end. But you know, we finished off with some good free throws there at the end to kind of seal the win for us.
Next up, you're going to head to Otis Bison coming up on Friday. This is a team that's very solid. The record I'm looking at says they're 12-0. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but it looks like they're undefeated going in. When you go to their place, what do you expect to see? I know a very challenging group coming up on Friday for you.
Yeah, you know, they are. They didn't lose much from last year, and they're so stinking tall. We're going to just have to be ready to get after it. You know, it's another gym that's a little smaller and stuff, and so we're just going to have to get after it defensively, offensively, and go in there and do what we can. Hopefully come out of there with a victory.
Craig Batchman, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs here in the locker room. Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck out at Otis Friday night.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank, with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Jeff Starkey joining us as we wrap up our Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 tonight. Coach, you've actually had three games since we talked last. Finished out the Northern Plains League tournament there. Picked up a semifinal win over Lakeside 40-29 on Thursday, and then following the championship 60-43 to Osborne Friday. This is going back to that Lakeside game. I felt like a pretty good defensive performance against a team that was averaging about 60 a game, and they only scored 29. So how do you feel about that win in the semis on Thursday?
Yeah, I thought it was one of our more complete games of the year. Like you said, I thought defensively we played pretty hard, and probably, you know, one of our more complete games defensively. And then offensively, you know, we did enough to win, which has kind of been the story for us this year.
Osborne then on Friday in the championship game, kind of a low-scoring start, but, man, it seems like no matter who they're playing, that offense is going to get going at some point. They beat you 60-43. What do you learn, I guess, the most from that Osborne game about where your team's at?
Well, and I don't think it's necessarily something we learned, but if you're going to beat good teams, you got to score. And you know, we got to 43, but you know, Osborne's explosive as they are, they're going to get to at least the mid 50s, if not reach 60, like they did. And you know, they shoot a lot of long threes. You know, rebounding is always important, and against long threes, it kind of gives their quickness a chance on misses to go chase them. I thought that hurt us, but I was happy with I thought our guards took care of the ball for the most part. Their pressure kind of bothered us. But it's something that you can't really prepare for. They're a pretty good basketball team.
Southern Cloud, then on Tuesday, you win 54-35 in Glasgow. What do you like about the way your team bounced back from your first loss of the season?
And that's something coming out of a tournament that sometimes can be tough. You know, is getting up for that Tuesday, the game on the road. You know, I thought we were a little sluggish in the first half. Thought our seniors did a good job of getting us going in the second half with energy. And I thought defensively we got it going again in the second half. And that kind of got our offense going.
You go to Otis Bison on Friday. This is a team that, you know, in the past has had some fairly good teams. It seems like they might be a little bit down this year, but always going on the road against a Central Prairie League team, probably going to be tough. What are your thoughts on what the Cougars have come up Friday?
And I think that's one of their young group, but, you know, talking to the kids, it's the one thing you got to think about is the schedule they play and the opponents they see on a night-in, night-out basis in that league. So we got to be prepared. I think they're a team that can definitely give us problems. They could good guard play. So, you know, it's just another night where we got to go out and play well in order to win.
So when Lucas Coach Jeff Starkey here on our Locker Room Chats, we thank you again for joining us this week, and good luck out at Otis on Friday.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean. Bennington State Bank.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? At Bennington State Bank, we've been serving rural Kansas for over 125 years. Bennington State Bank has locations to serve you in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Bennington State Bank has consistently received the highest rating for safety and soundness and has been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank with locations in Lucas and Sylvan Grove. Member FDIC.
Bennington State Bank, where you going, where you been?
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmond, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.